Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
About 9 years ago, a group of local guitar makers came together to share information, techniques, and ideas about their craft and their shared passion for making instruments. They call themselves the New England Luthiers. We spoke with them last year about the group's collaborative guitar building project. These instrument makers are amateurs, but as you'll hear, they know what they're doing, and they have a lot to say about what makes their particular guitars so special.
We're all working off sort of the Martin guitar template, so this is an approximation of an OM guitar.
And red spruce top from Maine, which I actually bought the logs and cut it myself, and I knew that.
The back of the headplate is brass, and I sort of was inspired by guitars that Steve made.
This one here is mahogany for the back and sides, European spruce for the top. This one down here is
Sitka.
And East Indian rosewood.
Has some beautiful wood. The back and sides are koa, which is a mahogany-like wood, grows mostly in Hawaii. The top.
And so there's a story there, and the back is Madagascar rosewood.
I have a slanted fingerboard, so I have, you know, the 24 frets, so you can get that fifth high E there, which maybe doesn't sound like much, but it's nice to have. Yeah.
So these guys are passionate about guitars and guitar making. Steve Spadarek is co-founder of the New England Luthiers. He's a software engineer by day who describes the group as a kind of mutual support network for guitar makers.
We just wanted to reach out and connect with other people who shared the same passion that we did for building instruments. We felt like we were working in isolation. We were looking for camaraderie and moral support and technical help. And so we reached out to all the people we could find in New England, and the response back was overwhelming. We had 50 people at our first meeting, and I discovered that I had people literally in my backyard doing the same thing as me, building guitars in their basements, you know, building it for fun, building them for sale, building them because they had a vision of an instrument that they couldn't purchase on their own.
I'm Burton Legette, and I run a fabrication lab at the Graduate School of Design and part-time guitar builder.
And Burton, was this a sort of basement hobby for you as well?
Kind of. I was doing some woodworking for work, and I decided to start building instruments. I built a couple real simple, like, teardrop-shaped things with no frets, things I'd wanted to try. And then really loved it, like fell in love with it, and started doing some research, you know, bought books, tried to meet people, and eventually found these guys, and it was like a lifesaver. It just, like, you know, really blossomed from there with all the help I got and just hang out with and learn stuff from. It's great. It's a great group.
So tell me about the guitar that's on your lap right now. I assume this is one of yours.
Yep, this is mine. We're all working off sort of the Martin guitar template, so this is an approximation of an OM guitar. The top is spruce, which is very common. This is from Switzerland.
When it comes to the individuality of building your own guitar, is that one of the main components that defines an individual guitar? The wood? The choice of the wood?
Yeah, very much. I mean, visually and sonically, it makes a big difference. Everyone's guitars sound a little different, which is, it should be like that. You have the things you want to see in a guitar, and eventually, you know, you build enough, you get to where you can change the things you want to change and make it sound how specifically you want to sound. So, you know, that's pleasing to me, obviously, because I can do the things I want to hear in a guitar.
For people who don't know about guitar making, the difference between homemade guitar, an individually made guitar versus a factory made guitar?
This is kind of the equivalent of, you know, a handmade sports car. You know, this is a Lotus versus a Honda. But these guitars, I mean, what we're aiming for are the Lamborghinis and the Maseratis. You know, we want this to be the hot rod.
Thank you. by day you're a software engineer. How long did it take you to make this guitar?
Well, in terms of hours, it's probably, 100 plus hours. But with the limited amounts of free time that I have now, that was the better part of a year.
I'm Bruce Burns, and as a young hippie, I was building guitars, so that went along for a little while, but I got married, had a kid, had to find a day job that paid. At that point, I was hustling tables in a restaurant to support my guitar-making habit, so this is the first guitar that I've made in over 30 years, and courtesy of a lot of hand-holding, I feel I am the beneficiary of a very local nanny state.
First guitar in 30 years, you said.
Yeah, in over 30 years, yeah.
Fantastic.
So it feels good. It's an itch that was always there waiting to be scratched, and can't wait to get on to the next one, which will be better.
Hi, my name's Fran LaMalva. By day, I'm a mechanical engineer, and as a do-it-yourselfer, woodworker, and a musician, I figured maybe I'd take a stab at learning how to build a guitar, so I built my first guitar, and I brought that first guitar to work. I handed it to this one guy who's just a wonderful fingerstyle player, and within about 2 minutes of playing it, he looked up at me and said, "I'd like serial number 2. This project reinvigorated a lot of us.
Is this your primary passion and love, or is it a hobby, or how would you describe it?
Building guitars, it's more like an obsession or an addiction. I also play. I studied with Chris Smither. He owns one of my guitars, serial number 3, actually.
We had him on our show not long ago, a terrific guitar player and singer.
Yeah, he's fantastic. I had a very deep obsession with his music during the time I was building a guitar for him, and I play a lot of his stuff.
That's great. Yeah. Well, tell me a little bit about your guitar, and then let me hear a little bit of it, if I can.
Okay. This one down here is Sitka and East Indian Rosewood.
My name is Mike Mahar. I'm a software engineer by day, and for me, this is just a hobby. I have no intention to sell unless somebody really makes me an offer that I can't refuse. So right now, they're just sort of accumulating in my house.
So how many guitars have you made?
This would be my fifth guitar, and I've made 4 mandolins as well.
Guitars are as good as any in the country, any in the world. I mean, there's such a sort of distinction, the professional versus the amateur. But I don't see amateurs being a negative word. I mean, it means lover. And we all love this thing. And we're putting more passion in it than most of the professionals because, this is what we choose to do with our free time. It's actually been kind of hard attracting a lot of full-time professional builders to the group. Because on Sunday, they're tired of guitars. They don't want to come and sit around and talk about guitars because they've had 60 hours of guitars already. So we come and we're fired up. Like, it's all we want to talk about. Where'd you get that piece of wood and how did you do that thing?
That's Steve Spodarek, co-founder of the New England Luthiers Group, and Mike Mahar playing his guitar. There's a lot more information, including a slideshow, at radioboston.org.
Coming up, a behind-the-scenes look at the Kennedy White House through secret Oval Office recordings. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.